It is time for Mile High Magazine, at least with me, Murphy Houston. Hope you're having a great Sunday morning. Glad you are here with us. Also joining us from the Denver Police Department, Officer Carlos Montoya. Carlos, how are you today, my friend?
I'm good.
Well, you guys are always so busy. I appreciate you giving us a little time today to talk about the Christmas Crusade, which is a huge event every year. And for those that don't know, so many people moving to Denver these days, explain to all, what is the Christmas Crusade?
The Christmas Crusade is a program that was started actually 40 years ago this year, and it was started by a couple of Denver officers that wanted to give kids they came in contact in their community a Christmas. And 40 years later, we have grown up to be about 20 agencies, law enforcement agencies, and other probation, DAs. And this year, we just started adding first responders, so we have Denver Fire as part of our program now.
Well, that's amazing. 40 years. I didn't know it was that long. That's incredible, you guys. Good job.
Yeah, thank you.
You've helped a lot of kids over the years, that is for sure. The Christmas Crusade is what we're talking about now. And explain how this all works. I mean, the police officers, it is not, you're in District 1, correct?
Actually, I'm assigned to DIA now. It's been 2 years, but what the program does is officers that come in contact with families and kids, they feel that throughout the year that they feel they might have a Christmas, that need a Christmas, they will nominate them into our data program and database. And then through KYGO and our other corporate sponsors and listeners that are faithful to us, they will sponsor kids, our families, and get the presents that they ask for. And the kids that do not get sponsored, every year we do a shopping day with Walmart, and Walmart gives us a discount price, and we will go shop for the remaining kids that didn't get privately sponsored.
So the kids, they get nominated by officers, or do like moms and dads nominate them?
No, they get nominated by officers or probation or DAs, anybody that is law enforcement. It used to be anybody that was law enforcement related, but like I said, now that we opened it up to first responders, any Denver, any fireman or paramedic that comes in contact with family or kids that they feel that will benefit from this program and get a Christmas, they will nominate them, put what they want, what they need into our database, and then KYGO reads off a few names and sparks the interest of other listeners, and those listeners will call in and want to sponsor hopefully that child or that family. And if they can't, we always have more kids and families that could always use a sponsoring. And our first thing is to get private sponsors for our kids, and if we're unable to do that, then like I said, we will do a shopping day where we spend a couple hours shopping anywhere from $35 to $45 a child, and making sure that everybody that is in our program has a gift for Christmas.
So typically, how many kids get nominated over the years? I bet the list is extremely long.
Yes, we've probably sponsored over the 40 years. We probably hit over 300,000 kids throughout the whole year, throughout the 40 years.
Oh, congratulations on that. So yeah. If they don't pick a child, and KYGO is one of our stations here on Bonneville Broadcasting, one that are probably hearing us right now, if they don't go to KYGO, is there another place they can go, like a website, to pick a child?
We have our number is 303-322-KIDS. I'm not sure what the number is, but I know it's KIDS, 322-KIDS. They can always call there. We have a Facebook page, Christmas Crusade for Children. They could contact us that way. I think we have a PayPal and Venmo that they could monetarily give us donations that we will use towards the shopping day.
And everybody that gets nominated gets something for the holidays?
Correct. Everybody that is in our database will have a present for Christmas.
So you guys go out and do some shopping. The police officers such as yourself, Carlos, go out and shop and get everything that's on the list if possible.
Yes, we'll meet up at Camp George West, the State Patrol facility over there in Golden,
right.
And then we will caravan with all the officers that show up in their marked units. Like I said, last year we had Denver Fire show up, and this year they're going to have at least two or three rigs, and we will caravan from Camp George West to Walmart over there off Colfax and Wadsworth, and we'll, weather permitting, we'll have Santa fly in on Denver Police Air One helicopter, and then we will start shopping, and we'll spend 2 to 3 hours shopping for every kid that needs to be shot for.
Wow. Are people invited to that event? I mean, I want to see Santa Claus come in on a helicopter.
They're invited for that, but as far as the shopping, we just ask that it's volunteered from the law enforcement agency or first responders, and they have a sponsor, either that's part of the program or been part of the program, that goes with them. So we want to make sure that we get the gifts we shop for, and everybody has a good time.
So is there any kind of special event where the families gather, or is it just, I mean, how do you distribute all the gifts is, I guess, my point. Once you start buying them for all these needy children, how do you get them out?
That'll be the nominating agency's responsibility. So once they come in, privately sponsored, they'll come into our headquarters at the DoubleTree Denver Tech Center there, and we will bag and tag them accordingly, and then we notify the nominating officer of the agency, say, hey, your presence here. And then it's the responsibility of that nominating officer or fireman to get the presents out to the kids before Christmas.
So they go, like, right to the house and deliver these presents?
If it's done correctly, yeah.
Wow, that's exciting.
We also have officers that are school resource officers that will hand out the presents to the kids at school, too.
So everybody gets involved. Well, no wonder you've been doing this for 40 years. So we're talking with Officer Carlos Montoya from the Denver Police Department about their annual, 40-year annual now, Christmas Crusade. And Carlos, talk a bit about why law enforcement gets involved. Why is that so important to you guys? And now with the fire departments and the EMTs, everybody's getting involved. Why is that so important?
Well, we come in contact with families and, every day that, are in dire straits, and, especially now today's society with a lot of homeless and a lot of people struggling, financially. So, as officers, we want to make sure that the community knows that we are human too, that we are, we have sympathy and empathy. And if we see a family that is struggling on a call that we show up, we want to make sure that we can at least help them have a Christmas. Everybody deserves a Christmas. That's one of the foundations, of the holidays. Everybody should get a Christmas present on Christmas Day.
Well, that's for sure, especially kids, right? I mean, come on.
Yes.
I mean,
yeah.
The thought of a kid not getting at least something for Christmas because of financial situations or whatever might be going on with the family, you guys step up and make sure they get something. What a great feeling that is for you guys, Carlos. It's got to feel wonderful.
Oh, it has. I've been on since 1996, and I've been doing this since 98. So I've been doing this for 25 years of the 40 years.
Well, good
so
for you.
This is one of those. I even got my family involved, my kids. My kids are older now, and they've been doing this since they can remember. So this is a family thing for a lot of people.
Well, it's that old saying, Carlos, better to give than get, right?
Yes.
I bet you got some good stories. Anyone you can remember about? I mean, 25 years of doing this, you must have some crazy stories.
I have one that I like to talk about was a special needs child from one of my kids' school. And, to see him come out and, in his way, be all happy and, to see the family, the mom, just break down and thank us.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'll bet you see a lot of tears.
We do. We shed a lot, too.
I was going to say, I bet. Don't lie to me now. I bet you're shedding some out there.
Oh, yeah. There's times where, I'm 6 foot 250, and, I have to turn my head sometimes because it just gets me. But, yeah, this is an annual tradition that I look forward to, and I'm proud to say that I'm part of it, and I'm the president of the Christmas Crusade, so I'm proud to say that this is one of those programs that even when I retire, I'll still be part of.
Oh, yeah, I can tell it. I can hear it in your voice. You're never going to give up on this.
Oh, no.
It's too much of your life. So how many officers and officials such as that, how many get involved? I mean, this has got all over town, I would imagine.
It all depends. I mean, it's hit or miss. I mean, we could go from 15 agencies and, to 30 agencies and, we could have anywhere between, a couple hundred to, more like 500 officers that participate, just paying. It could be just one family they do, or it could be, you know, like the community resource officers or the school resource officers that do numerous families.
Right.
You know, so it just all depends on the officer and the first responder that wants to get involved.
Well, and I imagine there's quite a few. So I would imagine you see some of the same families every year, perhaps. Do you?
Yeah. Yeah, we contact some of the same families that we know are still struggling and, you know, benefit, but we also see them grow and, you know, we see them starting to help each other, starting to help themselves. And, you know, that's one of the programs that's about this program I like is you actually see them wanting to help now, too. It's like, okay, this program helped me out now. I want to know, I want my kids involved and I want to sponsor a child or I want to sponsor a family and show my kids, you know what, this is what helped us, so we can help them.
So if there's families out there now that, gosh, you know, I don't know how they wouldn't have, but if they've never heard about what you guys do with the Christmas Crusade, how do they reach out? Because maybe they know a family that you're not aware of that has this need. How do they get that name involved?
They just need to reach out to their local law enforcement, fire department, and if they know an officer, if they know a fireman, if they know a paramedic, if they probation officer, DA, you know, juvenile, anybody that's involved, it has to be somebody that is involved in our program to sponsor and nominate them. So if your agency is involved, there's always somebody in that agency that does this program, and they would be able to help out.
Well, that's a good way to get involved. And how can you sponsor a child? Maybe somebody's going, I'd like to help that out. What are they? I mean, obviously, our sister station, KYGO, is doing this event this year. But how else can they do it?
You know, just like I said, our Facebook page and then our phone number, starting November 20th is when we open up our phone lines. And they could call that number 303-322-KIDS. And Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and then on weekends, 9 to 5. And we always have officers or our board members there answering the phones and letting them know this is who we have. If you want an 8-year-old, we got an 8-year-old. You want an 8-year-old boy, 8-year-old girl. If you want a family, you know, we could do a family and make sure that if they want to sponsor a child or a family, we'll get that for them.
What if they just want to give you a ton of cash, which would be nice?
Oh, we'll accept that too. Like I said, we have Venmo, we have PayPal. You know, we have Square, you know, they want to mail it into KYGO, a check. KYGO will give that to us later on. But, yeah, anything that helps, you know, we have ways of accepting. And if they want to, they can call that number also, and we can explain to them how to get that to us.
And, again, give that phone number out because I'm sure they're trying to write it down. They want to hear it again.
It's going to be 303-322-KIDS or 322-5437.
Good enough. Even I got to write it down. Thanks for saying it slow. Yeah. So I got that information here too. Well, before we let you go here, Carlos, we appreciate what you're doing. And once again, I mean, you've been doing this 25 years. What's it feel like? I mean, we kind of touched on a little bit, but really now we've talked for a little bit. What's it really feel like for you to get that way involved in seeing a smile on a child you've helped?
You know, this, It's a feeling that, you know, this program isn't just for me around this time. You know, it's year-round for me. We're trying to make sure that we have money in our account, that people know about us. I always, you know, anything I could do to help this program, I do. And just to see families that I've helped in the past, I'm helping now, and just to see the kids' enjoyment and see the family's relief that there is a present for their kids, you know, it touches you. It makes sure that, you know, that this is why, you know, one of the reasons why we become police officers, why we become first responders is to help the kids and the families that really need it and really want it.
Well, to me, that's very important. As of late, sometimes you guys, police officers, no matter where they are, get a bad rap, and it just irritates me to no end. So that's why I'd love to hear this story and what you're doing on your spare time, by the way. You're not just doing that on the job. You guys are reaching out and helping children in need and just making people feel good. And thank you for that, Carlos. And thank all the police officers and the first responders and the fire department for getting involved. It's so important for families today with all the madness going on to have guys like you around. And thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for having us on here. And thank you for letting us tell our story on our program.
Well, it's a pleasure. And you guys, too, thank you for listening to Mile High Magazine. Now, don't go away. It's Murphy Houston here. I'll be back with more.